Okay, my name is Ryan Clark. I'm a sergeant with the Ventura County Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Bureau, and I'm... I'm assigned to 51?
Correct. 51B.
Okay. 51B. All right. So could you kind of tell me what transpired today, why you guys came out here, what you saw and heard when you were on scene, and just kind of give me a summary of everything that you experienced?
Okay. We got a call for a gunshot victim. Before we came downstairs, it was said that, initially just said gunshot, and then it said clear to enter en route, and the CSO on scene is all I heard. The captain has the AVL in front of him, so he can read all the comments. Coming down the street, when we got here, we saw the victim. It was laying down on their back, and it looked like there was blood and a white bandage laying flat on the asphalt. I got out. After I stopped the engine, turned off all my lights, secured the vehicle, threw my trucks down, went to the back. I'd already had my latex gloves on because I put them on because I was waiting for other guys. So I was already ready to go, grabbed the bags, went to the patient's side. By that time, the paramedic came up. Paramedics made primary contact, and I looked at the wound, saw that middle finger looked like it had some sort of broken tendon. The skin was broken, and the finger was bent in the wrong direction, and then it looked like the tip of the ring finger had been affected, so almost like it went between the two, but the middle finger took most of it. The blood looked like it had started to pool. Obviously, bleeding was not an issue, but we were going to clean up the bandage, so then the paramedic asked me to grab some saline solution, which I did, grabbed the saline solution, opened the cap for him. He started rinsing it off. I grabbed him a 4x4, which is just gauze, it's a little 4x4 gauze pad, handed to him. He wiped it off to try to expose. Then after that, I asked him if he wanted to bandage it. He said yes, so I got out some rolled gauze for what we call Curlex, opened it up for him, handed it to him. He asked for tape. I got tape. So basically, I was the gopher while he was attending the patient. So after that, medics pretty much took over the scene. They loaded up the patient. I was busy trying to do restock, and then I was the one that took the old bandage that was underneath the patient's hand. I don't know who put that there. I don't know if it was law enforcement or what, but it was underneath when we got here. Mm-hmm. I took the old bandage, got a biohazard bag, tried to clean up all the blood to contain it into the bag, put all the bloody stuff into the bag, tied the knot, threw it in the ambulance, and then I got restocked. That's pretty much the extent. And then I put the bags back on. I did notify, there's a detective named Cyrus, and he was the one that I told that we washed it down with saline solution, and of course, he told us we shouldn't have done that, but so that's pretty much the extent.
Okay. When you guys arrived, how many people were at this scene here? I know you mentioned an officer and you mentioned a patient. Who else was present?
I saw two officers and the patient. The only one that I could see was the one that was parked here, the one that was parked here, and then they were out of the vehicle standing over the patient.
Okay. So now when you point to the vehicles here, which vehicles were here? You mentioned this one here, the canine?
The two Tahoes is what I saw.
You know, 303-615,
that one?
Uh-huh, the canine.
Yeah, I was actually probably about 3 feet from their front bumper before I backed up after the scene.
Okay.
It was cleared, and I only saw these two here, and they were out of the vehicle attending the patient.
And you mentioned the second car was this black and white, like the Crown Victoria?
I don't remember seeing that one.
Or was it this SUV?
I saw these two. These two Tahoes were parked just like this.
So this other Tahoe, the 314-817, was the second vehicle on scene. You had two officers, and you had the patient on the ground.
Correct.
What position was the patient in when
they
you saw her?
Laying on their back.
Okay.
Knees were bent back, hand was flayed out like that.
Okay. Was she handcuffed when you saw her?
Correct.
And how was she handcuffed?
Behind the back, and her hand was up towards her left side, laying flat like this.
Okay.
With the gauze underneath.
So would it be fair to say that her left hand was exposed, her right hand was still underneath her back?
Correct.
Okay. And what was the officer doing when you showed up? The one that was tending to the patient?
They were at the patient's head, I think holding the shoulder, if not the arm. Other than that, I was zoned in trying to assess the hand, what they were going to need, whether the bleeding was controlled, and I didn't see what else they were doing because I was zoned in on the hand at that point.
Okay. And when you mentioned that the officer was at her shoulder and the hand, did it appear that they were in that position because they were restraining her, or were they in that position because they were rendering care?
To me, it looked like patient care.
They were rendering care.
Looked like patient care.
Okay. Did you hear the patient saying anything during this interaction?
nothing that you could make out. It was just moaning. It was crying. I think maybe I heard why or something like that. Why? Mm-hmm. But it was, you couldn't tell what she was saying. It wasn't clear. There was a lot of crying and moaning.
Okay. Were you guys trying to question her or ask her about what had transpired?
No, history, allergies, meds. I mean, we're just here for medical reasons. Cap was trying to get whether or not she had any medical history, what her name, date of birth, all the pedigree information that mm-hmm. we fill out on our reports. And she was really not responding because she was mostly going, and she wasn't giving us answers to certain things. We were trying to say, hey, we're here to help you. We need to, you know, what's your name, date of birth? Do you have any histories, allergies, meds? Okay. And we weren't getting much. I think the captain can speak more to that. Okay. That's just what I overheard because the captain asked him. And then the medic, Ian Johnson, said, hey, we're just trying to help you. You need to tell us, you know, what is your name? What is your birthday? And so I knew that there was a problem there gathering information.
Okay. Were you able to hear anything that the officers were saying to either the patient or to anybody else while you guys were attending
to it? I was keyed on Ian because he's a paramedic. He's a higher medical authority, and I am his assistant, essentially. So I'm keying on him what he needs, and I'm pretty much tuning out everything else that's going on.
Okay.
Because I know you guys do your job. We do ours.
Okay. Did you hear the deputy making any statements in general that you overheard while you were doing your care?
Negative.
Not necessarily talking to her, but any statements in general?
Negative.
Did the officer say anything to you about what had transpired?
Negative.
None of them did. Okay.
I didn't hear anything until we got to the back of the ambulance, and there was an officer, a female officer, that was standing there being questioned by a plainclothes and a bulletproof vest, and I heard something about a hammer. That's all I heard.
Okay. So female deputy mentioned something about him.
The one that rode, followed up in the ambulance.
Okay. As far as the scene itself, when you saw the scene, did you see any weapons or anything else laying about the
Negative.
Area?
No.
So it was just the parking lot, the patient, and the deputies, that's all you saw?
Yes, sir.
As far as the scene goes?
Okay.
You'd mentioned earlier that the hand was starting to pool blood. Did you mean it was pulling blood, or did you mean
coagulated.
Something else?
It was coagulated. It looked like it had coagulated, so bleeding okay. was controlled. That's the one thing we're looking for. Is it an okay. aortic? Is it something that is uncontrolled? Because then we have to apply pressure, initial direct pressure, and then maybe go for the artery. That was, okay. you know, you're coming up with a game plan going, how far are we going to go with this?
So is that what you meant when you said pulling blood? You actually meant coagulated?
It was on that ab pad.
Okay.
So it was like a really absorbent pad it was okay. laying on. I don't know where that came from. I think they must carry them.
Okay.
But yeah, so once I saw that the bleeding was controlled and it was coagulated and it wasn't spurting, it was a venous bleed rather than arterial, I went, okay, so we're not going to go down that route. Don't get the tourniquet ready, da 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 da. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay,
perfect. So after she's done, what did you guys do to clean up? I mean, specifically, what did you guys do?
That was all me. So, and that's typical of any call that we go on anytime there's blood, you know, because we always get called back to hose off. And so it's just something we do, whether we're in a grocery store, which I just did the other day in Cameron at Smart and Final. Mm-hmm. You know, we get the stuff to spray if it's on nice floor and TV side, and it's supposed to make it to where if there is anything that is an infectious disease, it's supposed to neutralize it and clean it. So I started to do that. I used the saline solution that was already open that we had used on her hand, and first I tried wiping up the blood with the pad that somebody provided besides us. And I asked the medic supervisor to get me a biohazard bag, which she went and got. And by the time I cleaned everything up, I put it in the biohazard bag. I put the whole, then I grabbed the saline solution. I dumped all the water on it. And I pretty much got all the blood. And then I put everything in the red bag, tied it up, threw it in the back of the ambulance.
Okay.
And right after that is when I talked to Cyrus.
Okay. And when you mentioned cleaning up the blood, so I know that you have blood that's absorbed into the abdominal pad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have blood that's on the ground. Would you be able to quantify the amount of blood that you saw on the ground?
Less than an ounce.
Less than an ounce? Okay. And you cleaned up some of that with the pad, and then you cleaned up the rest of it with the saline solution. Is that correct?
Okay. Got all the chunks with the ab pad, and then anything that was residue that couldn't get out of the concrete, then I dumped on there, and it pretty much just washed everything away, with the exception afterwards I noticed there's like two or three little spots there.
Okay, and when you mentioned chunks, are you talking about coagulated blood?
Coagulated blood.
Okay. Okay. Were you present when the medic did his head-to-toe assessment?
Yes.
Okay, and did
that
you
was a medic from AMR, or from Gold Coast.
Gold Coast. Did
yes.
your partner also do a head-to-toe assessment?
No, he was busy tending to the hand, and
okay.
it was the medic from Gold Coast that said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and strip her, and he said, yeah, go ahead. And then I saw him, and I was looking because her shirt was exposed right here in her stomach, and I thought I saw blood there, and I was going, oh, did she shot again? And I looked, and went, oh no, she hasn't. And it seemed to be isolated to him, and then that's when I just focused on that because I knew he was doing that.
Okay. During the assessment, did you see any other injuries on her body?
No.
What parts of her body were you able to see?
Her torso, from probably mid-torso down to the waist. Uh-huh. Looks like there was a bunch of stretch marks, probably from pregnancy, I'm guessing. There was no other injuries that I noted. Just the middle finger is the most affected, and then superficial on the tip, inside tip of the ring finger.
Okay. What about her legs?
Didn't look at the legs.
You didn't look at the legs?
No.
Okay, it's just those areas you mentioned, the only areas you saw.
Because her hand was right there, and I just happened to be looking in that area.
Okay. Clothing-wise, what kind of clothes was she wearing?
T-shirt. I think she had some sort of a jacket or vest or light jacket on. I know there's a black T-shirt, and then there were some dark-colored pants.
Okay.
I can't remember if there were shoes or not.
Did you guys cut? I understand the medics cut some clothing, right? Do you know where they cut it?
T-shirt is what I saw.
Uh-huh.
Just cut right up the middle.
Okay.
And I don't know how high they went. I just know that this area was exposed.
Okay. So black T-shirt, you said?
I think it was black.
Okay. And you mentioned the jacket. What color is the jacket?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I think there was two articles of clothing on. Mostly okay. The T-shirt was what I was focused on.
Okay. Okay. Could you point out for me? We'll go to the front of the truck here. If you could point out to me the actual area where she was laying down.
Yeah, it's right by the arrow.
Okay. So just stopping right here. Can you just point it out? You mentioned the arrow. Is it the arrow that's pointing towards the back of the property?
Correct.
And whereabouts is it?
It'd be to the north of the entrance arrow.
Okay, so I see a little spot on the ground. Is that kind of where it was at?
Yep.
Okay, is that where you saw the blood and cleaned it up?
Correct. So she was actually laying the same direction as the right side of the arrow.
Uh-huh.
She was actually laying this way.
Okay, with her head on which side?
With the head on the west side.
Okay, so her head's towards the tip of the arrow and her body's along the north right side of the arrow going parallel to the back and the spots where her left hand was.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else I forgot to ask you or think it would be important for me to know?
The orientation of her legs were bent back and to the right.
Okay.
Which I thought was kind of weird.
So she kind of sitting down on her legs
like
in a way?
And legs back that way.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Yeah.